I think it is serious. I think compounding that as well, there are more people looking for a GP, but the population is also getting older as well, and so therefore their health needs are actually increasing also. So it's a double whammy, really. We have a bigger population and we have an older population, so the demand on general practice is very high. And I think all of your listeners are very much aware that how difficult it is to even get an appointment with your normal GP, or how difficult it is if you move to an area to get a new GP. And I think it is something that we have been worried about since the FEMPI cuts in 2009, and I think this is a hangover from that. General practice hasn't developed from that, so we have a lot to do, really.
And Doctor, when you look at the report, and two things they said that some rural areas are essentially becoming medical deserts, and another one was that they highlighted how GPs are basically just firefighting situations, or putting out fires as they're arising, that's all they can do. When you hear those two points made, when there's something that you've been banging that particular drum for quite some time now, does it give any vindication to what you've been saying, or no, it kind of just highlights how serious the situation is?
I think no. I think it just brings home the problems that we have identified. So what can we do? I know that the government will say that there are more GPs in training now. I think that is fine, but I'm retiring at the end of next year. At the end of this year, there will not be enough GPs coming through in the training schemes to replace the GPs that are retiring. There's going to be probably a quarter of the GP practice population, the GP population retiring in the next five years. So that will add to the problem. I think we would call on the government to ensure that the young GPs who are qualifying stay in Ireland, because they are still leaving. And I think we would ask them to, in cases like rural areas, have a plan, discuss with the local doctors, with all the various stakeholders, to try and make it attractive for younger GPs to come and start a practice in a rural area. And that is, we've been asking for this for 4 to 5 years, incentives, capital allowances for a young GP to come and open a practice is a very difficult thing. I think they need help in the first few years for them to do that.